From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Tom Knapp, founder and fiddler of the Lancaster-based Irish band Fire in the Glen. Tom teamed up with the Ware Center, that's Millersville University's premier performing arts center in downtown Lancaster, to organize the first Rose and Shamrock Irish Festival. The one-day festival will be held on Saturday, February 8th, starting at 12 noon.
Of course, the big lure for a festival like this is the music, and we've got a pretty good lineup of music coming in, some local acts, some regional acts, and some bigger touring acts.
Coming up, it's Tom Knapp from Fire in the Glen talking about the Rose and Shamrock Irish Festival. And it's Mickle time. Wood Stovehouse contributor Mike McMonagle is back with his picks for upcoming live music events in Lancaster. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Winter has certainly made its way to Lancaster and central Pennsylvania, but there's plenty to keep you warm and cozy. Each week here on the program, we feature one of our contributors sharing news and information about local and regional theater, art, film, and of course, live music. Check in with the show to keep up with what's happening. This year, we're also launching a format called Five and Dime, where a panel of Lancaster movers and shakers gather at the Sugar Tank Studio at Telus 360 to discuss five random topics for 10 minutes each. Our very first Wood Stovehouse Five and Dime is coming up later this month, so stay tuned. And if you're in the western part of the county, later this week you can catch a killer original music showcase at the Black Griffin in Elizabethtown. On Saturday, January 18th, don't miss the Pig Merchants, Silver City Rodeo, and the Wayfarer Experiment. That show starts at 7 p.m. at the Black Griffin. That's located at 54 Mount Gretna Road in Elizabethtown. It's Mickle time. Today we welcome Mike McMonagle back to the program with his live music picks for the upcoming month. Along with being an accomplished musician and songwriter, Mike is the marketing and promotions director at Telus 360, a premier live music venue and performance space located just off of Penn Square in downtown Lancaster. It's Mickle time on Around the Wood Stove. Mickle, welcome back to the program. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
How long
Jason.
Do we get to say Happy New Year? Because we're mid-month now.
I'm kind of sick of it already, to be honest
you?
With you.
Yeah. I asked somebody on the phone today. I said, is this legal? And they were like, well, yeah, this week and that's it. If you haven't talked to the person, That's the cutoff. But
okay.
This is your first 2014 back on the program.
Well, hey, Happy New Year, Jason.
And it's been a long time, actually. It's been like 6 or 7 months since you've been on. So I'm really glad to have you back, and let's hear about what
happened. It was a lot warmer last time we talked.
It was much warmer. But let's hear what we have going on in the Lancaster music scene.
Well, fortunately, although we took a hiatus, the entertainment and music industry in this town actually did not. And if anything, it tripled. So there's some good stuff coming through this week and these next coming weeks. We'll start just a couple days from now, this Wednesday, the 15th. Favorite band of mine coming back to town, the Fleece Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Going to poking their heads into the Chameleon Club. So for those not familiar, this is a band that's been around. They've changed form a few times. You may have seen them at Long's Park two, maybe three summers ago at this point. So
that was a wild show.
That was a wild show. And they've last time I saw them, which was last summer, they've tamed down a little bit. So either way, they're always a good show. Some, you know, boot stomping, raucous folk rock music. And their sound now is kind of, the last few albums, they did some weird experimental things in their sound, but they're back to where we like them, back to where I like them. So,
very good. Chameleon.
Fleece Brothers Chameleon Club, Wednesday night. Push on until Friday. It's Music Friday.
Absolutely.
So, obviously, there's going to be all sorts of stuff going on across town. And in particular, is over at Telus 360. So since this is news since we last talked, but so for the winter portion of the Music Friday series with Moose and Series 42 and Music for Everyone, we're now hosting the bigger concert, the organized effort for Music Fridays. So so far we had the Districts and the Straybirds, but now this Friday we have Carlos Elliott Jr. and the Cornlickers. As well as
what
Driftwood.
A great name.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Cornlickers.
Carlos Elliott Jr., this guy is, he's coming out of South America, Colombian blues musician, born and raised on the Mississippi Delta blues style. So the videos I've looked up is just like, it's, you know, amazing guitar work. Driftwood coming out of upstate New York, more folk and some roots rock kind of stuff. So it's a nice mashup of sound. it's hard to pick a headliner on this. Obviously, one band has to play first, but both acts are totally quality.
That's awesome. And now, is that going to be a standard procedure to have the Music Friday shows at Talos going forward during the colder months?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So,
officially.
Last year, if you recall, or last 2 years maybe, Elks Lodge was hosting those. So in that off season, once we got up and running, we worked things out, and so we're proud to host them, and so
great
far
spot.
it's been great.
Excellent.
Looking forward to next week on next Thursday, the 23rd. Mason Porter is coming into Dipco.
Right.
These guys, Westchester, again. I apologize that most of my offerings this time around are mostly roots and folk inspired stuff, but that's what I like to listen to. And it's they always put on a good show. They're at Westchester, and they poke their head into Dipco probably once, maybe twice a year, but never a bad time. And one of those rare Thursday night shows at Dipco. You know, they typically stick to the Friday and Saturdays. So, looking for something to do on Thursday night.
Awesome. They're a great band.
They are, and good guys too. I've had a chance to talk with them a few times, and they're only a matter of time till you see them more and more often in this town. Because I think the Lancaster, they do well in Lancaster. And lastly, we have Mr. His name's everywhere, Mr. Cordy Byron, the Cordy Byron Band. So the full band will be over at Quips on Saturday, January 25th. So Quips, again, another venue that doesn't really have music all that often. So it's good when they put on a full band effort. And
absolutely.
We had Cordy Byron Band at Telus for the New Year's Eve night, which was phenomenal. And he's now doing a monthly Americana jam session of sorts, second Sunday of every month at Telus. But, you know, when he gets his band together, I swear those guys can play anything. You throw any song at them from the classic rock era, and I at least three of them know it. So going to see
which
them,
is enough, right?
And that's not to, and I don't want to discredit the original music that Cordy's put together too, because he writes some sharp songs. But you know, if you want to hear some band, you want to hear some older selection from the Doors. He just did the Doors show at the Chameleon a month ago. So
I got to tell you, that was one of the most mind blowing shows I've seen in years. So we go to the Chameleon to check it out. It was first Friday, December. It was nasty out, raining and just bitter cold. And my wife and I walked over there, and it was a packed house. And I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I've known Cordy for a couple of years, and I do like his original music a lot. And the lights went out, and they came on stage. And I spent half of the show with my eyes closed and literally thinking that I was listening to those records.
Wow.
I mean, they were so dead on. Everybody played perfectly, and we ended up in the front row, which we haven't been in the front row of a concert for probably 15 years. We ended up in the front row, and we stayed there the entire night.
Awesome.
It was absolutely mind-blowing. So yeah, hats off to those guys.
I'm sure if you go out to Quips, I'm sure you'll hear at least a few Doors tunes. But Cordy, hats off to those guys.
They
when they put their mind to it and they want to play a tribute show of some sort, they will do it, and they'll do it respectfully but perfectly. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, Quips will be a cozy pub too. In the middle of winter.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can leave your jacket at the door.
All right, well, thanks so much, Mike, and we'll catch you next month with another Mickle Time.
Absolutely, Jason, thank you very much.
You bet. Find out more about Mike McMonagle on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeMcMonagleMusic, and check out Telus 360 online at telus360.com. Mike will be back next month with another look at the live music scene in Lancaster.
Lancaster Roots and Blues, a festival of music, happens February 21 and 22. Get tickets now for this inaugural event at LancasterRootsAndBlues.com. Don't miss this first year. Live music is better.
From Groundworks, right in the heart of downtown Lancaster, I'm Jason Mundock. This is Around the Wood Stove, and joining me today is Tom Knapp, who is responsible for bringing a new Irish festival to Lancaster called the Rose and Shamrock Irish Music Festival, coming up next month in February. We'll get all the details from Tom here in a minute. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And I can welcome you back.
Yes.
Because you have been on this program before.
I have indeed.
Tom is also the founder of the Grand Poobah, the creator of Fire in the Glen, an Irish band that's been playing this area for what, 15 years?
Almost, yeah. 15 years.
Coming up on 15 years.
Yeah.
So he knows the Irish music scene in central Pennsylvania. And one of the probably the best people to put together a one-day Irish music festival right here in Lancaster, partnering with the Ware Center. So, Tom, let's start with the what. So if I'm a music fan, particularly an Irish music fan, and I hear about this festival, what can I expect? Tell me all about it.
Well, Rose and Shamrock is a one-day festival. It runs from noon to 9 at the Ware Center. And, of course, the big lure for a festival like this is the music. And we've got a pretty good lineup of music coming in, some local acts, some regional acts, and some bigger touring acts.
Nice.
Opens up early in the day with Nua, which is a pretty energetic trio based out of York. Then we have one of our big names comes in early in the day, Charlie Zahm, who tours up and down the East Coast. He'll be here with Tad Marks, his fiddler and sidekick. So they'll be there early in the day. We've got Fire in the Glen, of course, my band. We have the Kilmaine Saints out of Harrisburg, which is a very well-known Celtic rock band. And then the crowning jewel of the show, I'm really pleased to be bringing them here, is Barley Juice. They're an internationally touring band.
Excellent.
Very well-known Celtic rock, you know, kilt-wearing band.
So is this a is this one stage that's sort of going on all day, or they're
the music's going on upstairs in the Grand Salon at the Ware Center?
Okay,
and then for the end of the day, the Barley Juice performance will be down in Steinman Hall, which an amazing room to have music in. So upstairs they're going to have, you know, food and drink and vendors and all that stuff going on, music all day, and then people will go downstairs for sort of the final concert.
Okay, hey, that's a great idea. The Ware Center is, of course, Millersville University, Lancaster. So it's, it's a sort of a branch campus, a performing arts center here in downtown Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just done so many incredible shows in the past few years.
I've been looking for a place to have an Irish festival in Lancaster for a while. I mean, it's a big undertaking to bring something like this, have this many bands going. And the Ware Center was just an obvious choice. I've worked with Harvey Owen before, the director at the Ware Center, and I called him up one day and said I wanted to meet with him about an idea, and I went in, told him about my plan, and he couldn't have been more enthusiastic. And he said, let's do it. We sat down, we picked a date.
That's awesome.
It was amazing. I couldn't have worked with a better partner on this. Harvey was great. The whole team there at the Ware Center, Stacy, Laura, the people there were extremely helpful in putting this all together.
Now, I know you've done you put together an Irish festival before. What was it like pulling this together? I mean, did Harvey just say, hey, look, you can have the space, run with it, or was it more collaborative? How did that work?
When I did this before, it was a one-time event in Elizabethtown more than 10 years ago. It was an anniversary event for the town, and that was just sort of winging it. I kind of pulled it together without much experience, and learned as I went. This time, Harvey's providing the space, they're providing the sound, they're providing the contracts, they have the technical know-how, and they really are the ones making this happen. I had the idea, I filled the schedule with bands, but they're the ones making this happen, they're the ones making this work. I don't think I could have done it on this scale without their help.
Well, so you're acting as like a producer, right?
Sort of. Harvey calls me the producer.
I'll call you a producer.
I like the title. But yeah, I mean, I'm the originator. I devised the plan. I came up with the bands, and I did all the talks with the bands to figure out who we were going to have here.
Okay. And what's the date again?
It's February 8th.
Okay,
it's
so
a Saturday.
A Saturday.
Yeah, right. It's a noon to 9, so it's a pretty long day.
And that's getting just at the beginning of that big season.
Right. We thought we'd get in there before people start getting hit by lots of Irish music and get tired of it. I mean, March, of course, is filled with Irish music from beginning to end. We thought, let's get in there. People are eager to get out after a long winter. They want to do something different. And this is going to be something to sort of break the ice.
Let's hear a track from Charlie Zahm, one of the performers at the Rose and Shamrock Irish Festival, coming to the Ware Center on February 8th.
Well, as I rode out on a bright May morn, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to run some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Chanced to run some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather on the moor. now as I rode on with me hunting song, me heart as light as any feather, met a pretty maid upon the way, tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather, met a pretty maid upon the way, tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with Tom Knapp, talking about the Rose and Shamrock Irish Festival on Around the Wood Stove. So what else is going to be going on at the Ware Center during the festival? You talk about the music, but is there more than just the music?
Yeah, besides the bands, we're going to have a couple things going on. The space is going to be filled with vendors, a lot of people who are going to be, you know, merchandising things that have an Irish connection, art, you know, music, whatever. We're going to have a piper. Starting the day, we're going to have a roaming fiddler. And
not you, is it?
It's not me. It is not me. But we haven't nailed down, so I can't drop a name there yet.
I just had a picture of you in like a jester outfit.
That will not be
skipping
me.
Skipping around the Ware Center. No.
Okay. No. But we also are talking to, we're going to have one or two Irish dance schools from the area.
Oh, great.
And they're going to be doing some dance demonstrations, possibly some workshops. We're still looking at the idea of workshops. If people are interested in doing something that is Irish music related, you know, showing how to play an instrument or dance a step or even, you know, cook a meal.
Wow.
We're interested in workshop ideas. We're going to be doing some things between the bands. There's going to be some Irish poetry. There's going to be you know, all kinds of stuff going on. And then, of course, Joe from Telus 360 has recently come aboard. He is going to be running the Irish pub that will be in a different room, but adjoining the room where all the music is going on. And there will be a separate meal ticket. You get Irish food. You get drink. You get, you know, get to fill your belly while you're listening to music. And if you know Joe, he's the perfect guy to do something like this.
Absolutely, yeah. Tom.
I asked him if he could put on an accent for this, and he said he'll try his best.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't know what he has planned for the menu, but it should be good. He knows Irish food, so I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Here's another one of the bands that will perform at the Rose and Shamrock Irish Festival. It's Celtic rock band and good friends of the Woodstove House, the Kilmaine Saints, on Around the Woodstove. Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. Here's more with Tom Knapp on Around the Wood Stove. So you're coming up on 15 years with Fire in the Glen.
Yes.
This is an Irish band that you started way back in 1999.
Yes, I did.
Why don't you give me an update? For anyone who doesn't know, it's my alma mater, one of my musical alma maters. I was played with Fire in the Glen for a little over 4 years until a couple years ago. And if I'm not mistaken, you're on V6.
Version 6, I believe that's right. The band's gone through many many personnel changes over the years. The Mundock years were, of course, a dark period.
But
we
don't talk about the Mundock years.
But we started out as a duo. We were a duo for many years. We went through 3 personnel changes as a duo. Apparently, I just couldn't keep a partner happy. And
musicians are finicky people.
They are. They are. And then we upgraded to a trio, which just filled out the sound so much. Right now, the lineup is we have Amanda Wells, who is well known locally as a solo singer.
Right, right.
She's our lead singer. She plays guitar. She plays djembe. She plays harmonica, and just fronts the band for us. We've got Michael Filippo, who plays with several bands around the area. He is our lead guitarist, an amazing guitarist. He also does a lot of lead vocals as well. And then I am still doing the fiddle, the boron, which is the Irish drum, and some people would say kindly the backing vocals. It's mostly shouting a lot in the background on choruses.
Well, it's been a great run, and it's really great that it continues on and will continue on, I'm sure, for a long, long time.
Fire in the Glen has it's immodest to say, but it's become sort of an institution. A lot of people know us now, and that's really nice. The fact that we're not just a pub band anymore. We play people's weddings. We play local libraries and retirement homes and things like that. That's kind of neat to be a part of so much in the community.
Absolutely, and I remember from my tenure in the band that this time of the year is sort of the calm before the storm.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So tell me about and what I mean by that. If you're not familiar. It's just a marathon of shows starting sometime in late February, mid to late February, and running all the way to early April, where it's St. Patrick's Day in the Irish music scene is
a month.
It's a month, and it's actually even arguably 6 weeks.
Possibly.
When you would tag those few straggling gigs before and after for the folks who really want Irish music, and struggle to find bands that are available and end up booking you,
Right, right.
So. And I remember doing 12, 13 shows in a week. So tell me about, highlight a couple of the shows you have coming up this March so people can catch Fire in the Glen.
Well, we're still filling out our schedule for March. I believe we'll be back at Maywin's on the big day itself, St. Patrick's Day. We've been at Maywin's for the last several years.
It's a great
Irish pub in the heart of York. And we've played there on St. Patrick's Day for several years. We also play there year-round. It's a nice venue, good crowd. I know in March we will be back at the Lidditz Public Library, which is unbelievably one of the most rowdy crowds you will ever see.
It's a great gig.
It's a great gig. The people there just love the music, and we love doing that show every year. Beyond that, I'm not exactly sure where we're going to be yet. We are hammering out the details. We have a lot of inquiries in yet, but we haven't signed a lot of dotted lines yet.
Well, the people can keep up with Fire in the Glen online, right? Check the schedule.
Fireintheglen.com. It's pretty easy to find. Glen has one N.
Okay.
But fireintheglen.com, we keep our schedule updated. You can also like us on Facebook.
And is there a new record in the works?
We are working on a new album. We have several tracks midway done right now. We are working on it's the first recording in several years, and it's our first recording as a trio, so we're kind of excited about that. Got a great engineer, and we're working with Chris DeVitri, and we are adding some bass tracks to what we do to give us a little bit of an extra sound. We're layering some things. Pretty excited. We don't have a title yet, but
great.
It should be out, hopefully, if not by March, soon after.
Well, congratulations on the longevity of Fire in the Glen.
Thank you.
And, of course, on the upcoming Irish music season, I'm sure it'll be a blast for everybody who's involved. One more time on the Rose and Shamrock Festival. Give me the lineup for that festival, and we'll keep plugging away here on Around the Wood Stove for the festival coming up in early February.
Right. Rose and Shamrock is Saturday, February 8th. The bands are Nua, Charlie Zahm, and Tad Marks, Fire in the Glen, The Kilmaine Saints, and Barley Juice to end the day. And then, of course, like I said, there'll be Irish dancers and pipers and all sorts of things going on in addition to the bands on stage.
Workshops, vendors, food, drink, the whole thing.
Whatever we can shove into the Ware Center for the day.
It sounds awesome. I'm really excited about it. Thanks so much for coming and spending a few minutes with me talking
about
it.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep. You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.